and His purpose on the earth is to bring salvation of God. That's what Jesus really came to do, is to reveal to us the will of God. And He paid a price for that will to be revealed. And that we're living in a time where the love of many has waxed cold. That's the time we're living in. We're living in a time where people Lord's journey. We're living in a time where things are going on in the church that you used to never see or never even hear about. We're just living in a time where the enemy wants us to curse God. I think that's what I'm hearing. Let's talk about Job a little bit here. Help me, daughter, with Job. And I want to hear what the enemy said to the Lord concerning Job. And while she's finding that, I want to decree that he didn't talk to Job. The enemy didn't talk to Job. He did something to Job, but he talked to the Lord. Did you hear me? He did something to Job, but he talked to the Lord. What we want to understand is that the God of this world don't love us. And yet he says, don't love the world, neither the things in the world. Why would the Lord tell me to love that crucified him? Why would he tell me to love that destroyed him or that crucified him? And yet there's a glory that's eternal and it's not going anywhere. But I believe we're in a time where we can be easily bewitched. I believe we're living in a time where it makes us wonder about our God. Is he who he said he is? And if he is, why is all of this happening? But the record was, Jesus, when he ascended up on high, sit down. And he didn't just sit to go to sleep. He didn't sit to take a nap. He didn't sit without purpose. We sit without a purpose. He sit expecting. Lord. I'm going to need that too. Because you learn to use your gift. Pastor taught this. When everybody was moving into gifts and things, she said that if your gift don't deliver you, it ain't going to deliver nobody else. Well, mine going to deliver me in the next few moments. Now, then I'm going to rest assured that I can trust it, that the Lord has given us a gift not to show off. Some might call it showing off, but he's given it that I might deliver my own soul through something simple called the preaching of the gospel. Let's hear, where are we? You're going to do, which one you're going to do first?
Job 1. Day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
Notice who's coming now. The sons of who? God. I want you to hear that. Go ahead.
And Satan came also.
Wait a minute. What you doing in the mix? The sons of God are going. What you doing there? What are you doing there when is the sons of God. How did you know the schedule? How did you know the appointment? How did you know the time that the sons of God was going and you were going to get in and go to? How did you know that? Because one time he was in the heavens. He knew the order. He knew the protocol. So he had to wait until a day would come that the sons of God. Notice he couldn't go unless they went. He couldn't set up his own appointment. He came on somebody else's appointment. You know how you get in on somebody else? You know, they already in line and you get in the line. You riding on their line. So Satan, go ahead, daughter, read.
Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
Notice, I ain't been fooling with your heavens. You kicked me out of heaven, but I've been walking up and down in your earth, though. And I've been going to and fro in it. I ain't trying to get back in heaven because you got it sealed off. But I got an opportunity to come because I heard the sons were coming, so I thought I'll come too. And notice God did not say, you're not a son. As a matter of fact, the Lord wanted to know, why are you here now? Because you got to understand that the wisdom of God is beyond human understanding. I love the way he talks. He doesn't talk like men. He don't even answer like men. He talks like God because that's who he is. Go ahead, daughter.
Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job?
Now you've been walking up and down in the earth to and fro. What were you doing? What were you walking for? Tell me what he was walking for. What was he trying to do?
From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
What are you doing? Are you just browsing? Are you doing this for purpose? Why are you doing this? Checking out the earth. Why? Are you just passing time until the suns decide? And I don't think we know that our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. Seeking whom he may devour. But you don't see a lion. You see the subtlety of the spirit that allures you through lust. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job?
You've been walking up and down in the earth. You've been checking it out. And nothing stopped you and tell you that, look at that man right there. Nothing told you stop. Look. Satan, how do you walk up and down in the earth and you didn't see that man? You walk right on past him. Why did you walk past him and leave him alone?
That there is none like him in the earth.
Oh, wouldn't it be good? We would feel real good when he talked like that, huh? Huh? Well, don't worry. Go ahead, daughter.
A perfect and an upright man.
The man is perfect and he's upright. He's complete. He's whole. He's righteous. Go ahead.
One that feareth God and escheweth evil.
Notice he fears God. And you remember what we said. You don't fear God unless you shrink from evil. If you can't shrink from evil, you don't fear the Lord. Go ahead.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught?
Now, Satan ain't making that up. Satan ain't making that up. Anytime you walk by and see somebody that's got it going on,
of course you're going to observe. So Satan has observed him from walking to and fro in the earth, but he can't do nothing with him. Are you with me now? God's got to tell him, why you didn't check him out? Why didn't you even consider him? Go ahead.
Hast not thou made an hedge about him?
You asking me, why didn't I consider him? When I walked by him, I saw a hedge around him. I knew I couldn't mess with that because I got kicked out of heaven. Anytime, I just walk on by it. Because that's the same spirit that took me out and you got it wrapped around him. I don't need to try to mess with him. Are you hearing me now? Talk to me. Go ahead.
And about his house. And about all that hath on every side.
I done checked the man. I looked, the man got everything going on. There ain't nothing messing up with this man. He's got it going on. Go ahead.
Thou hast blessed the work of his hands.
Look at it. Ain't a curse on the man's hands nowhere. And Satan saw them from doing one thing, walking to and fro in the earth. Go ahead.
And his substance is increased in that land.
My God, this man ain't decreasing. This man is increased because you got something wrapped around this man and can't nobody touch him. And nothing he's got going to wither up. It keeps increasing because he fears God and shrinks from evil. Tell somebody that's your reward for shrinking from evil. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I'm going to preach my soul happy now. Y'all better watch. Go ahead.
Verse 11. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Wait a minute. But back up, daughter. Let me make sure I'm hearing you right. Back up a little bit and do this again. I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. Go ahead.
Verse 10. Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side?
I checked him out. I know what you did. And I ain't messing with that. You done covered everything the man got. Go ahead.
Thou hast blessed the work of his hands.
Go ahead.
And his substance is increased in the land.
Lord Jesus. Go ahead.
But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.
It's trying times. And he's going to curse you right to your face. In other words, he's going to spit in your face for the increase you gave him. Oh, I think I got it now. He is going to spit in your face for everything you ever did for him. I'm going to make him do it. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand.
Now you can touch his stuff, but you can't touch him. See, I don't know why we still give the devil so much power. The devil done walked to and fro in the earth, saw this man prospering, saw his increase, looked at it, couldn't touch it. And then when he does touch, he can't touch nothing but what God said touch. Because the devil has confidence in the flesh. Because when he made Adam and that woman transgress in that garden and die, Satan had power over all the kingdoms of the world. He had them. Because Adam sold all the kingdoms to the devil. He had every single one of them. I know we don't want to say it, but he did. And this one man is serving God, fears God, worships God. He's walking upright and he's perfect. And he's not doing it for nothing. He's doing it because he's in love with God. He's got something that some of those in those days didn't know nothing about, and it's called patience. And the writer said, in your patience you ought to possess your soul. I think Job gonna have a soul possession here. And gonna use one thing to get it called patience. And patience got to have her perfect work. Patience, you don't complain when patience is going on in you. Because when patience starts to work in you, it's working out your salvation. And you got to know it's a fruit of the Spirit that God has given you. You have need of patience. You've given him increase. You've blessed him. And it looked like his hand just keep increasing. I don't care what he touch. But what the enemy wants to say is, you gave it to another man like that. And you gave it to him in the garden just like that. And I made him curse himself. Now you gave it to this man. I can do the same thing again. Are you hearing me, church? I can do it again. He said, I tell you what, go ahead. Tell me what he said. What he's going to do now. Here's the law. Law of Jesus.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thine power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand.
All that he has is in your power. Only upon him don't touch. It's one thing that we are supposed to do and not even think twice about it. That nothing can happen unless God says okay. That is a hard saying, because I got a mindset about God that don't look like this. Uh-oh. The way I think about God is, I serve him. He's not supposed to let the devil touch me. He's not supposed to let nothing happen to me. I'm not supposed to go through all this that I'm going through when I'm serving God and I haven't done anything. Why would the Lord let the devil touch me or touch my stuff or anything I got? But the devil say, he ain't just serving you for nothing. He's serving you because of what you're doing for him. He's not serving you because he loves you. He's serving you because of what you got. Lord, I'm going to praise him. Lord, even when it comes to the world, you don't want nobody love serving you because of what you got. After a while, you're going to start taking your stuff away from them. You want somebody to love you. Separate it from your stuff. Your stuff can run out. Your stuff can hit a low. Your stuff can hit a high. But if you love me, I ain't never going to have to worry about you. If you love me, we'll go through trials together. If you love me, we'll go through tribulation together. If you love me, you'll always be with me. Oh, can I preach the gospel? You ought to give him a praise now. How about I feel this thing? How about I feel it? Tell me more, God. I'm about feeling it now. Go ahead.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thine power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
That was in chapter 1, right? I think he does it again in another chapter in Job. The same thing happens again. Is it 2 or 3? It's another one. I wanted both of them.
Job 2, verse 1.
Go ahead.
Again, there was a day.
What was that first word you said?
Again.
Well, if there have to be again, there had to be a before. So evidently, the first time it didn't work. So he comes again. So you think because it didn't work the first time, he ain't coming back. Who told you that he was going to just mess with you one time, and if you slap him one time, he ain't going to bother you no more? Who told you that it was over if you just beat him one time? Did you say again? That meant he came before. Go ahead now, help me out.
Job 2 verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also.
That man, he knows the schedule. He's got the schedule down packed. He knows when they're going to meet. But he ain't going to come unless they come. You think he don't know how to do it. He knows more than you think he knows. He's not coming by himself. He's going to come when they come. And he's not going to try to hide. He's coming boldly just like they come. Because he's going to get God's attention. Go ahead now.
And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth?
God's still saying the same thing. I ain't changed his mind. God's still saying the same thing. I ain't changed his mind. God's still saying the same thing. I ain't changed his mind. Because he don't have to change his mind. God's still saying the same thing. And ain't changed his mind. I don't care what it looks like. God's still saying the... And he ain't changed his mind. I don't care what's happening in your life. God's still saying... And he ain't changed his mind. He's going... I got to hold fast to God's word, because he ain't changing his mind. Come what may, he's not changing his mind. So I got to start looking at my life and stop shifting with what's going on in my life and hold fast to what God is saying. He's not changing his mind. If God says he's upright, the man is upright. When he comes to us and he calls us his righteousness, then we're going to be his righteousness. He ain't changing his mind. Go ahead.
And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man?
Got to tell the devil twice, because he didn't get it the first time. You know when you told him to get behind you? when you told him to leave you alone?
Well.
And he tried to withstand you? Because he didn't believe you were serious. Go ahead.
A perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity.
He's got integrity. The Lord has to get you to the place where living for him has nothing to do with what you got. Living for him has to do with what he put in you. But the God of this world makes you forget what's in you. And then he turned around and said, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. If he is greater in me, why do I need an attention or a mind to see something else that's nowhere near greater as what he put in me? He put it in you so you could be steadfast. He put it in you so you could be unmovable. He's got a hedge around Job, but he's going to be in you. Go ahead.
And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him.
Now you messing with me, Satan. You come and messing with me. Go ahead. Let's hear what he says. See what he's going to do here.
To destroy him without cause.
Oh, now you want me to destroy him without a cause. Come on. Oh, come on now. See, I know you all don't think God is like, you don't think like that. You really don't think like that. You really don't. Because if I do right and serve the Lord, I shouldn't be going through nothing. And I'm going to be upset if I think somebody do something to me that I shouldn't be reaping. I need to say that again. Let me say that one again. I'm going to be upset if I got to deal with something that I don't think I deserve. Because you know, we can discern what we deserve and what we don't. You know, we okay when we mess up. I think we are. I hope we don't get crazy when we mess up and think we're not going to pay. But you got to get to the place where you don't get to say what's right and what's wrong. You see, you don't understand love yet. Your love got some righteousness in it, and it's self.
your love got some self-righteousness in it, and that's why you fumble with it. That's why you up and down with it. You don't understand love that has no self-righteousness in it. Because you want God to do for you, and if you do, you get. What you don't understand about a blessing is this. He reigns on the just as well as the... See, the blessing don't tell me you righteous. The blessing don't tell me you upright. Job is about to prove what uprightness is. Job is about to prove what righteousness is. It ain't got nothing to do with no stuff now. And don't you think for a moment that that is going to make me determine if I'm living holy. See, you cannot go to the world and show them some stuff. You got to show them something they can't do. You got to make them know that there's something in you they just don't have. They don't understand why we got joy in trials and tribulation. They don't understand why we can love when nobody else is loving. They don't understand why they're looking on us and we're dealing with people and we're not fighting back and warring like they do. They don't understand how we just take things and just take it and walk away with it. They can't put two and two together. It's because they always fought for what they got. We didn't fight for what we got. He fought the battle and won it for us. The Holy Ghost in here. Give me a few more moments now. I ain't gonna take much from my soul. I'm in a watered garden. What else you got, daughter? You gonna read a little bit more to me because I'm about to run now.
Job 2, verse 4. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life.
I'll read that portion again, daughter.
And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life.
See, I want you to know, don't you think Satan don't know that God's got a only begotten son that's going to be a man? Don't you think those words are just for Job? Those words are for Jesus, because he's a man. And when he show up, he's going to be a man. And Satan is putting it out now that skin for skin, a man will do anything. And don't know that Jesus is going to put on some flesh and become sin for us who knew no sin. And let's see if he deny the will of the Father, or is he going to be obedient to the Father. Read that part again for me. I got to hear it one more time.
And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life.
You mean Satan is telling God that a man will save his life 100%? A man will save himself first. That's what Satan is telling him. And he's not just talking about Job. He's talking about the man that's going to come looking like the Son of Man. And John is saying, behold, here comes the Lamb that's going to lay down his life. He's not going to fight and resist. He's going to lay down his life. But Job is going to prove something. Job, what's wrong? Me. And that's what they say in the New Testament if you read it. Job had patience. The flesh hates patience. We want it yesterday. We got to have it yesterday. And if I don't get it, I'm upset. And I want to know why I can't get it. Well, it's hard for us to let patience work, because patience is a virtue. We don't understand. Let patience have her. Patience is feminine. That's why men struggle with it. They can't wait. Oh, I better leave that alone. Because patience requires you to wait. And men don't like to wait because Satan don't want to wait.
I got to have it. And I got to have it when I want it. No matter how lawless I am, I've got to have it. So patience can't work. But Job is upright.
Yeah.
Show me something, Job. Skin for skin. He'll give up for his life. Did you finish that? Finish up this time.
Verse 5. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh.
Oh, touch his what?
His bone and his flesh.
Oh, touch his what?
His bone and his flesh.
Lord, go ahead.
And he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life.
If you don't walk out of here today with nothing else, if you don't walk out of here today with nothing else, grab hold to this. The devil can't do no more to me than God says.
Amen.
And if the devil does it, I ain't going to even call the devil's name. I'm going to say the Lord is doing this. Do you know that's what I love about Israel? Every time Israel was chastised by the heathen nations, they never said they did it to them. They always said God did it. We are the only people that Jesus rose and said, all power is in my hand. And we turn around and give it back to the devil. The devil don't have any power. Because you got to understand, maybe what's happening to you, can I shout? Maybe what's happening to you is the chastisement so you can learn obedience by the things you suffer. Oh Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. I need a praise on that. Yeah, water that for me. Come on and water it. Water that for me. Come on. You don't understand. Obedience isn't something that just happens. I've learned something about obedience. You can teach. Come on, water that for me. We get to the place where we want to teach everybody everything. You got to get to the place where when they say, I've taken you far as I can take you. What they're telling you is, I can't teach you no more. The rest of the stuff is not that you're not going to learn, but it's going to be through some suffering. It's going to be through some trials. It's going to be through some tribulation. I wish you could hear me. I wish you could learn everything you need to learn, but it's just something about us. We just can't let nobody teach us everything. Because it's something in us. And we get down the road, you know what we say? I wish I would have listened. You don't have to wish you would listen because you end up learning it. You just learn it through what you went through. So I'm at the place, I'm not troubled by it. I just know how much I can teach someone. And after that, I'm through. Because you can't teach them no more than they able to hear. Now, after that, life gonna teach them. Something is gonna teach Peter how not to pull that sword. Something is going to teach him, because Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Are you hearing me now? And he knew how to pray. You got to understand your life. It's some things that are in us that's stubborn. It's some things in us that's rebellious. It's something in us that's stiff-necked and uncircumcised. It didn't come with my birth certificate. It came when I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And I got to know that Jesus came and gave me a way out. Lord, give him glory. Job, I'm gonna work something in you, Job, but I'm righteous. I'm gonna do something, Job. I'm righteous, and I'm not gonna send Gabriel down to give you a message and say, hey Gabriel, go down there and tell Job right quick before Satan started to work. Tell him that I had a conversation with Satan and he's about to touch his stuff. And don't worry, because when it's all over, I'm gonna give you double. Notice God didn't tell him nothing. Because when your faith is being tried, have you noticed he don't talk to you in the trial? You say, I don't hear him talking. No, you're not. Because in the trial is the test. Now you know the instructor of the test don't go around and give you no answers while you taking the test. You better not be talking to nobody. You better not pat nobody on the shoulder either. Because during the time of the trial, what is in you got to come out of you. And if it ain't in you, it's not coming out of you. Give him glory. Church when there's some peace. I got to come to church when I'm not pressed. I ain't got time to relax and lay back. When I'm not pressed, I got to come to church then because I got to build myself up because it ain't going to always be like this. Maybe tomorrow things might shift a little bit and I ain't able to get it that easy. Now I feel a trial. I feel a press. I feel persecuted. I feel a weight on my shoulder. Now I got to exercise myself. Get ready, church. Oh, get ready. So when he gives space for us to rejoice, you ought to pour everything in it you got. When he done held back the forces and let you grab hold to some, you ought to hold back and get it as much as you can. And then when time comes for him to release it, say, go check him out now. But see, you don't understand. You want to play when the enemy ain't messing with you. You want to jump when he messes with you and ain't enough in you to handle the situation. But Job knows how to pray. Job is upright. The man is perfect, eschewed evil. God has got to make conclusion. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Oh, be careful now. I don't know if we can say that. The man said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gave it to me and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it like I should have. And if he want to move it, it's not going to make me stop praising him, because he's the one that just I got a problem with Job here. The man is so good that no matter what report they bring him, the man is still saying, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Do you have that little section where all the reports come in and pause after you give each report? Help me out right now. Y'all gonna help me preach this one. Find those reports. Because see, you don't know that when your report comes and when somebody bring you a report of the sister, or you give somebody your report and your report don't look good, I want to tell you how to answer every report after the day. Are you going to agree with me? Huh? I told you when somebody start talking evil, I told you what to say. The Lord is. And the devil was supposed to flee you just after those words, and the press was supposed to leave you alone, and all you had to say was, the Lord. Let me hear a report that they gave when Satan came to touch him. Watch this.
Job 1, verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither.
Do you know what he's talking about? He ain't talking about no birth certificate. Adam and the woman ate in the garden and they were naked. He is saying, I came here naked because Adam was my father and Eve was my mother. I came here naked. I brought nothing into the world and I'm not taking anything out of the world. Job got to the place that I wish I could curse the day I was born, because he was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Job spoke prophetically and didn't know that Jesus was coming to curse the day that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Boy, they brought him a report and they said, 13, go ahead. Let me hear. It's a report now. They brought him a report. They brought him several reports. Because Satan went to work. By permission. By permission. Go ahead.
Job 1, verse 13. And there was a day when the sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house.
They were eating and drinking. Oh, you. You think they're thinking about the devil? And they didn't get no memo either. That while they were. Go ahead.
And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside themselves. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Why don't you say the Lord giveth?
The Lord giveth.
And the Lord taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me another report.
Verse 16. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Why did you say the Lord giveth?
The Lord giveth.
And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why do I need you to talk like that so you can stop? Power that he doesn't even have and he's lying to you. You think when we need chastising, you think the Lord turns you over to the devil to chastise you? Do you know the devil would kill you? Why do you think the devil would be nice to you? So the Lord never turns anybody that belongs to him over to the devil. He allows you to be chastised until that thing is out of you. And you want to blame the devil? No, that's your chastisement so you can learn obedience, because you have a rough edge right here. You don't seem to be obedient and you struggle hearing. So if you don't hear, don't worry. The chastisement gonna work it out of you because God has called us. Go ahead.
Verse 17. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out of three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Why don't you say the Lord giveth?
The Lord giveth.
And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now you know, after three times, I don't know if I want to say the Lord giveth. What's going on here? I don't know if I want to say that. I don't know. Because you don't want to say it because you don't believe God gave it to you. When you know God gave you something, you don't have to fight for it. Do you know God gave David the kingdom? And his only son tried to take it. Do you know David packs up and leaves? He's not going to fight for it. If you got to fight for what you got, you telling me you don't believe God gave it to you. David's son wanted to take the throne. And David wouldn't even fight. No, there's a way people carry themselves that know God gave it to them. Job can say the Lord give it and the Lord take it because he know who gave it to him. And he ain't gonna lose no sleep at night. And the devil gonna touch his skin and his bones. That's the only thing gonna make him lack sleep. Is his flesh gonna groan and his flesh gonna cry out. And yet, he still is able to hold to his integrity.
Yes.
Those are the trials that cause your soul to be saved. Until everything is purged out of us. Because we on the surface and think we're okay because we just see what's on the surface. We don't know what's deep down inside of us. We don't know there's a spirit in us waiting to rise. When I look at religion, period, and look at men that have went way up the ladder, I want to know one thing. That spirit that made them fall didn't get in them. They were down on the ground. But they thought they were ready and they thought they were prepared. There are spirits you can't meet till you get there. Peter, you gonna deny me? No, I'm not. Wait, you gonna get there. We say a lot of things presumptuously and it's gonna be proven. And God isn't trying to make you out a liar. He's just trying to tell you, you said it too soon. That's all God's trying to tell you. I don't need to get mad at him. You just said it too soon. You know why we get mad when we fail? It's easy. We get mad when we fail because we trusted our flesh and we can't trust it no more. That's why we get upset. Because we don't want to fail. No, that's your flesh. The Lord already knows we fail. Waiting for us to lean on him, depend on him, trust him. And every time we lean to ourselves, something happens. It's always going to be that way. Job, the Lord give it. The Lord take it away. Can't nobody take what God gives you. Do you hear me? Even Nebuchadnezzar, did God give it to him? Yes. When God got ready to chastise him, did he take it from him? He just said, no. I'm going to teach him something through suffering. He's going to be a beast for seven times. When I finish, it sounds like me. When those seven times were up, what did Nebuchadnezzar say? God dwelleth in the kingdom of men. And guess what? Went back and sit on the throne and it had no more problem. I'm just trying to help some of you. Because you know what? You're going through it. Because it's truth. Everybody is going to go through it. But whatever God gave you, going to hold his ground. And when God finishes with you, he'll put you right back there. It's going to be his way. Did you finish that? We got another report? Good gracious. Satan, you still mess with that man. You ain't made him curse God to his face yet. Go ahead.
Verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Now, this stuff is mounting up now, y'all. Now, you know how you get start remembering what happened to you. And you know how you start remembering what this one did to you. And what that one did to you. And let me fix it up. They're all in the church. I'm preaching up now gospel. And you got a list on what this one did. Your left arm did something. Your right leg did something. And by the time you finish, you're through with it. You done had enough. And you're sick of it, so now I'm through with this. And don't know that God is trying to work something out of you. It's all about God. There's nothing in our life we came into this world with God wants. Nothing. The Lord even blesses us so we can give. Yeah. And then we struggle there. We are not dealing with a man. We are dealing with God, the Savior of your soul. this man is going through. And God even said, "You, it's no reason to move against him." It's just like he said, there is no reason to move against Jesus. What did he do? All he ever did was bless, feed multitudes, opening blind eyes, curing leprosy, walking on water, doing miracles that can't no man do. And then they want to kill him. It's amazing you want to kill the very spirit that brought you out. It's amazing. If we had time, I bet you everybody in here can give a testimony of something God delivered them out of. Some stronghold he broke out of them. And yet we ain't learned how to say thank you. Because we thank the Lord like he's a man and he's not a man. You don't thank God like a man. You thank God by dropping down on your knees and serving him. You know, I should have been dead. The Lord spoke to me one day. They say they should have been dead. Then why don't they live the rest of their life to me if they should be dead? Why do they turn around after saying they should be dead and turn around and continue to live their dead life? God don't think like we do. Patience, Job. Patience. Patience. I ain't waiting. How many people have left the church because they didn't have patience? They couldn't wait on him. Because they didn't know the waiting had nothing to do with him, but it had to do with something being worked. I didn't go the way others went. I'm glad I didn't have that evangelistic list that was long and had an opportunity to fill the book. They stopped calling me. They said, he ain't going. Because Pastor wouldn't let me go nowhere. Because she said, don't worry, your day coming. And it's here. I just know it. It's here now. I know it now. When the Lord closed down an order, you don't want to come in at the end of a dead order. You want to come in when the order is transitioning into the new. So you can have the order. The journey of the order. I am glad that I didn't enter into the dead order. That he has an order that he's ushering in now, because we are in the third day of the Lord. Patience is feminine. Patience is not masculine. Patience is feminine. That's why it's the nature of women to be patient. And they struggle with men because they have none. James said, if any man, he didn't say if any woman. Amen. And women, you can't give him none. I just thought I'd tell you if you were trying. Pray and tell the Lord, he's the only one who can give him patience. And you hold, you stand back and just let it go. Just hold your patience. James said, if any man like it, let him ask of God. Now, if he don't ask, and you'll probably say, why don't you ask God to give you some patience? God give it liberally and upbraid it out. Why do we need patience? It saves our soul. Patience will save your soul. Possess your soul in patience. Job is going to possess his soul after the devil finished trying to do everything. Wife get upset though. And still won't curse his God. And she's looking at him. She's been right there with him. No, he ain't did nothing wrong. And now she's going to tell him, listen, let me say that again. It's interesting she knows what to tell him. Curse your God. Because she saw Eve see Adam curse his God in the garden. Because it ain't but one woman. It ain't but one man. Curse your God and he'll deliver you out of your misery. Tell somebody that's the shortcut. Listen, do you know how many people the devil tell take your life? And when they find out, they didn't shoot nothing but a vessel. And they still standing there looking at it. And they still got to deal with what's in them. What, you can't destroy the body and think you're going to get delivered with what's in you. What's in you going to take a work of God. Why don't you curse him and die? Now, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. Because I've got to show you something. She was like a bruised reed. That Job is about to show her something. She's a bruised reed. Because her conversation says she's bruised. Curse your God and die. Men of God, when women come to you and they are bruised, you got to understand the bruised reed. You got to understand that you got to be able to show them the righteousness of God so they can respect the laws of God. When Job finished with his wife, she ain't gonna never call and tell him to curse his God and die no more. When he finished, it's never gonna happen again. But we take a bruised reed and destroy it the more. We don't know how to let something be healed. We don't know how to let something be made whole. Because you gotta feel somebody to do that. Job, you're going through. But Job, you want to curse the day you were born? I know you do. But I'm going to do that for you. That's what you got to understand. There are things in your life you don't even want to deal with. And you try to escape things in your life. But the gospel is the only thing that can get you through what you've been through. There are things that happen in our lives we have no control over whatsoever. But don't you tell me he's not a healer. Don't tell me he's not a in Gilead that a healer sends sick. So you can't tell me he can't make you look like you've never been through anything. You can't tell me he can't raise you above all the trials and temptation. You can't tell me he can't take those words that burned and cause you to be bitter and take them out of your heart and you know how to love again. Lord, I feel like shouting. Messed up we are. That's not where the focus need to be. I need to find out, can anybody help me? Blind Bartimaeus was messed up, but he heard that somebody could help him. There was a woman with an issue of blood, but she heard that somebody could help her. You got to look at your situation. I've got some help. I just got to go where the help is. I don't want to live with this. I don't need to wallow in what I'm doing. I know I can come out of this. Got to come out of it, church. Sitting murmuring and everybody in here got a story. And some of us got the same story. Just in a different garment, in a different lineage. We all done been through something. And we done all brought some stuff on ourselves on top of it. But some of this stuff came and we didn't have nothing to do with it. But take that I brought on myself. Take that I didn't have anything to do with. Take it to Calvary, Lord. Let me be made whole. I have need of patience. Patience got to work in me. So I'm going to enjoy it. Joseph got patience. Everybody that God deals with, patience is present. Because it works something in you. That's what it does. Nobody could have told me at 80 I would still be tabernacling from tent to tent. I told him, you got to be kidding. Nobody told me at 80 close to it, he going to tell me I'm still messed up. And I got saved at 21 in 79, coming out of the military. I would have thought I'd have had it all cleaned up by then. Because we stopped seeking the Lord. I got the Holy Ghost speaking a few times. Operator, give. Let me sit down.
Let me prophesy. Let me give you a word. Let me lay hands on you. And that's the life. And we still messed up. I didn't stop there. I did not stop there. Because what I want, the world can't give it to me. Church, what I want, the world can't give it to me. Can't but one somebody give me what I want, and that's the Lord. Because I want to live and not die. Now, am I crazy? Just let me be crazy. If I'm a fool, let me just be one. Because he told me if I can believe it, it's possible. I'm just crazy enough to believe it because I done heard so much truth. I'm a hold to it. Because if he got up, I heard I got up. I ain't trying to get up outside of him. If he told me I was seated in the heavenly places, I'm going to just be where I am. And I can't let the God of this world make me think that I'm not seated there. If I'm seated in heavenly places, that means all principalities and powers must be under my feet. But I want to think like him. The biggest problem is in our head. Our mind has been taken by the God of this world. They are devils. That's what we call them in the church. Now, the psychologists would call them alter egos and all those other nice names, those personalities and all that. No, in the church, they are devils. And the Lord made me understand how he was going to cast them out of your head. I didn't know they were going that fast. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We coming out of this. You can't put your foot in the same place twice in running water. If the water is moving, you can't put your foot in the same place twice. You can put your foot in the same place of stale water. And you keep putting your foot in water that ain't moving. And that's why you feel the same. But if the water is flowing, it's different. If a day go by, I'm not having a Holy Ghost experience. Not a single day. I'd say that's normal. Because when we was in the world, did we have worldly experience every day? Every day. Didn't miss a day, did we? Something was coming up. We are in the Lord. Why can't we have experiences every day? But nobody ever taught us we're supposed to have them every day. We get excited if we have once 6 months. Another 6 months, you're going to get tired of that. I have to have one every day. I wake up to pray. I don't expect you to pray like I do. No, you can't do that. Now, I'm not being arrogant. You just can't. When I got the Holy Ghost, the gift that came with me with the Holy Ghost was prayer. That one came with me. But it took me years to even perfect it. I didn't have it perfected. You come into this thing, this stuff has to be perfected in you. And you got to know that. The key is, don't quit. Now I'm going to tell you right now the key. Don't quit. Don't quit. I don't care if it looks like ain't nothing going right in your life. Just go anyway.
I'm gonna just sit. I don't care if the devil said, if the devil tell you, ain't nothing gonna happen to you. No, I don't care. I'm going anyway. Because if I just sit,
that's right.
He can stop you from coming. And he knows he got you then. Because if you sit, word can pierce your ear and drop down in you. And one day you'll walk in here and something will hit you and you'll know, oh no, I got it now. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't let him talk junk to you. He's not on the throne any longer. If the Holy Ghost hasn't left you,
Jesus.
If the Holy Ghost hasn't left you, then you got hope.
Yeah.
Y'all tell somebody, if the Holy Ghost ain't left you, you got hope. Tell somebody else, if the Holy Ghost hasn't left you, you got hope. Or tell somebody else, if the Holy Ghost hasn't left you, you got hope. Give him praise for your hope. You just tell him this week, I heard the man of God say, if the Holy Ghost hasn't left me, I still got a hope. I don't care what it looks like, I still got a hope. You ain't gonna make me deny my hope. I got the Holy Ghost. That's how you gotta praise him. Situations don't look right. Enemy messing with your stuff.
Yeah.
Causing your hand to dry. Turn around and say, I got hope.
I
gotta know how to talk back to him. I don't need to quote 50 scriptures. Just let me say something simple. I got hope. I got the Holy Ghost in me. And I didn't put it there. He gave it to me. And he hasn't taken it away. Give him that kind of praise. Your head. Hope will speak up out of you. You don't even try to have to answer. I've gotten to the place I ain't trying to answer the devil no more. I used to try to answer him with scriptures. I ain't fooling with him no more. The Holy Ghost gonna answer him. The Holy Ghost spoke to the devil and said, Satan, get thee his behind. And now those same words are still in the air. I'm just rehearsing what the Holy Ghost said to the body of Christ. Satan, get behind us. We got a hope. We believe in the resurrection from the dead. We believe we can triumph. We believe that we can endure some things. We believe. That's a hope. You got to hold that. I ain't trying to tell you what's not going to happen to you. That's crazy. Tell you what the devil's not going to do. You got to be kidding. You in his world. He's only going to do what God said. And then it's going to work for my good. And the Lord might be just using it to exercise some stuff out of me. And then you say, that was a hard lesson. Well, you couldn't listen to nobody. So you had to get it that way. The key is, you're going to learn. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to learn. Prodigal son, if you don't want to learn it in the house, by the time you get out the house into the pig pen, you would have learned. Because you ain't going to have nothing. It's just the way it is, church. I'm telling you, that's how it is. Everybody ain't going to learn in the house. They're going to go take a journey. And by the time they get back, they're going to know. I've learned something. Mm-mm. I didn't learn everything. Things. And they weren't easy. Mm-mm. Because it's a spirit in everyone born in sin, shaped in iniquity. There are some spirits buried deep in you that won't let you learn by listening. You're going to go through something and learn that one. And the only thing you want is somebody around you to encourage you. Because it's there. But I'm so glad that the Lord counted up the cost.